Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, mother! I love to sing about the moon and the June and the springer. I love to sing about a sky of blue or a key for two. Anything with the bring it to when I love you. I love to sing. I love to sing.
Do y'all? How y'all doing? How you doing, bro? You doing good?
I'm good.
No, okay. Don't worry about it. Welcome, and a welcome to all my fellow gamers. Welcome to the Gaming Lounge. You know, this show where we're gonna kick back, we're gonna relax, and we're gonna talk about some things gaming related. So, as I said, this is your host, Brandon. X-Blaze for Xbox Live. I got my co-host with me, rocking with me today. Where you at, bro?
Howdy, folks. How's it going?
No idea where he's at.
Hello? Can you hear me?
No. Yep, we good.
Hello? Can you hear me?
We rocking.
You there? Okay. It's your guy, Disgrace with the Z, a.k.a. Tsunami. How's it going? Back up in here, ready to chat.
Yay. So, you know what we got to talk about today. Today's topic is going to be about, hold on, let me make sure I got my juice with me real quick. I got my, put my throat and everything. Tonight's topic will be about Pokemon. We said the last episode we got a little hyped up when we said the word Pokemon. So we're going to have to talk about some Pokemon things related. So we have a full-fledged, so, because, of course, Pokemon is one of the most popular items there is right now. So, to back up real quick, before I start anything else, I do have a bit of sad news, unfortunately. I was informed earlier today, and which my co-hosts already know about this, and of course, right now, people around the world is going through it right now. We have actually had a couple of people pass away. Big name people, I guess we call it, or celebrities, yeah, or famous people, whatever you want to call them. First is China, WWE diva from way back in the day in the 90s. If you do understand what I'm talking about, that's good. If you don't, I can understand. And second, we have actually a very big icon and Prince. Unfortunately, both of these two individuals passed away. I would like to send my condolences from the show and for everybody that knows me to the families of those two and anybody else who has passed away on this day or any previous day. I'm sending my condolences and blessings to make sure families and friends and anybody who's related or knew him personally or her personally can get through this terrible, unfortunate time.
It's a sad day, man. Sad day.
Yeah. And it makes me feel a little weird because we go from sad to now we talking about Pokemon. So it's kind of weird, but so
yeah.
I don't want all my guests and all everybody to be sad and everything. And hopefully, we're gonna have a little bit more guests later on, but I don't want everybody to be sad. So let's get to the topic of Pokemon. So let me switch gears again and let's get to talk about Pokemon real quick. But before we do that, I do have a new theme song that I want to share with y'all, and I do have to shout out 886 Beats. He pretty much produces track. I just cut it up so it can be small enough to hear about it. So this is going to be the new intro, especially if we talk about Pokemon. But for today, this is going to be the new intro. I'll let y'all hear it. That's going to be
our
intro. Oh, yeah. That beat fresh right there. I ain't going to lie. He did a really good job on that one. So, again, shout out to 886 Beats Productions. I'm going to have a link in the description below with all their information, probably most likely SoundCloud and YouTube as well. But anyway, so since y'all heard the beat, and which was a 5-beat, let alone anything else, but since y'all heard the beat, y'all know what time it is. It's time talk about some Pokemon. So, again, We have a full list lined up right now. So first, let's talk about the basics of it. I'm not going to get into the basics of Pokemon, because if you don't know what Pokemon is, A, I don't know why you turned on to this show.
Nice.
B, I don't even know why. It's not even you living on a rock. You just missed out on life, like, just period.
Man, where were you
so,
at last century?
Hey, yeah, this is something that's been a staple into a lot of kids' lives from day one all the way up. Like, if you didn't grow up on something Pokemon, especially this day and age, something is wrong. Something is wrong. But
very wrong.
To get back to it, so first, let's go with basics in this case. Mike, what has Pokemon done for your life?
For my life? Man,
for
so
your
much.
Life.
Man, seeing Ash be able to go from very different regions of the world and meet all different types of people and be able to go through my life and meet all different types of people, man, it has been able to teach me into how to meet new people. It's been a very big staple in my life of, you know, learning how to deal with certain people, learning how to trust and, you know, get into better communication with others, you know, just befriending the world.
Very true. Very true. Now, I can't lie. It's done a lot for me right there. There has been some times where I'm like, yo, I don't have anything to play. Might as well just play a Pokemon game. And it got me hooked. From when I try to get away, it just reels me right back in. From all the way from the originals, all the way to trading card games, all the way to movies, animated series, everything. It's drawn me, even to some extent of cosplaying. Because for this year for MTech, shout out to MTech in Nashville, Tennessee. I was going to dress up. Yeah, MTech. And shout out to everybody that saw us dancing. But I was going to dress up as Brock just for fun. Like, it is an animated icon. I don't even know if I really call it an animated icon, because it's extremely popular. Like, there's only a couple things, I guess, to say in the geek universe, I guess, if you want to call it that, in the geek universe that almost everybody relates to. Star Trek will probably be at the bottom of the top five, but people usually know Star Trek is. Star Wars will usually be up top. Pokemon is usually up top as well. Like, these are things that people are like, oh, I know this. You might not like it. You might not fully understand it. You might not fully follow it, but you know what it is. Man, actually, a conversation I was having with somebody who has not watched two full episodes of any Pokemon ever, she was still able to name 10 Pokemon.
Lord Jesus.
That says something. That says something right there for our community. So for other particular topics that we have, of course, since this is a gaming channel, we want to speak on more of the games first. So, Mike, for your full overview, what you got for Pokemon and games?
Pokemon and games? I mean, I love Pokemon games. Like, right now, I'm very big into the Pokemon trading card game online. If you want to battle me, hit me up on my, you know, account, Theory Fallen. I beat you down. But Pokemon games, I've enjoyed them, and I can't wait to see what else they're coming out with the Pokemon games.
Yeah. I mean, for me, oh, man, it's been to go down the list of Pokemon games I have played is pretty much the who's who of Pokemon gaming. I was extremely, extremely big on a lot of earlier titles with Red, Green, Blue, and then Ruby, Sapphire, and it started getting higher and higher. Fire Red, Leaf Green, I remember playing those two. To back up, usually any time that a Pokemon game come out, I had to play the other version just because. So if Red came out, I had to play Green. I had to play Blue. I had to play Yellow. I had to play those. It was that serious back in the day. If my memory serves correct, the first time I played it was in, believe I was 7, so this will be 1997, the first time I played, and then from then on, as 1998. I was 8 years old. I wasn't 7. Sorry. This was actually right at the end. I think it was. I was either 8 turning 9 or I just turned 8, one of those two. But since my birthday is in August, it was later. But, yeah, it was phenomenal when I first played it. Cause yes, it's long, cause of course. I'm the host. Got a problem? No? No?
Oh, yeah.
So, because I got these buttons that I can press. Called mute? Yeah. Yeah. Matt, you got to listen to the sounds. My voice. But anyway, let me unmute. So, but pretty much for me, the basic overview of that is it was a staple of my life. I can say it got me into gaming. I want to say that. I really do. But I was gaming before then. I wasn't addicted to it like I was after Pokemon and after a lot more other games after that. But once I continued playing Pokemon and I had almost every console there was to have for Pokemon, of course, starting with my Game Boy, I got hooked on it. So, very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. But you did mention the card games. Now, I'm not the biggest person on that part. And that's how I said last episode, I'm not the biggest person when it comes to Pokemon, because the card game I really could never get into. How can you tell, you, as in Mike, how can you grab somebody who has never played, myself or even a kid before, and trying to get them into the card playing version of Pokemon?
On that point, I'd pretty much have to go with what my friend did to me. He was like, hey man, go get these cards. We're going to go back to my house, battle, and I'm going to teach you how to battle, and then we're going to play some more. Like, the whole time I was just like, why is this necessary to my life? And then when he showed me about the cards, taught me every little detail about the cards, told me how to read the effects of the cards and what actually these cards do, it began to get me more involved in it, began to put my mindset of I must have the strongest cards ever. It was just like the game. It was like I got to have the strongest Pokemon. I got to have the strongest cards. Got to have the cards that match up so well together that if I draw 6 cards, look at them, and then draw another card, immediately that other card I draw is going to go in line with those 6 cards that I have. And be able to play every single card in my hand, be able to beat you in one turn, and then be able to win the game just like that. I had to have it. It was something that was necessary for my life. Still is. So, I mean, that's pretty much how I personally would get someone else involved into the Pokemon world, into the Pokemon trading card game like I did, like the Pokemon Online. You got to have the best cards. So that means you must trade. You must play the tutorials, beat all the tutorials, get the little starter packs and the booster packs that they give you, and collect cards, and then build your deck, edit your deck, make your deck so strong where you can go against anybody in the world, somebody from Japan. They beat you down. You go edit your deck. Make your deck better. Go against that same person and beat them. Then it's a cycle. It's a continuous cycle, bettering yourself and your deck.
Talking about me being long.
My bad.
Anyway. I was saying. That was actually a fun fact that somebody has actually corrected me on. I had a caller, which hopefully they will be calling momentarily as well. I doubt it, since they got work very soon. He told me the amount of Pokemon that we have, and I actually had to look that up because I was believing it was a different number, and which we were both wrong. There was actually more than what we got. He said that there was 645 Pokemon ever.
It only used to be 250.
I said, no, the actual number should be 720. So, of the knowledge of my mind of Pokemon, confirmed-wise, I was off by one. There are 721 confirmed Pokemon.
Jesus.
So now I'm closer. I won the bet. But anyway, that's going to be a side note, which he'll probably be. If he comes on, I can tell him on that as well. But that was just a little trivia out there that I had to throw out there. So if somebody asks you, I wonder how many Pokemon there are. Bam, you already know. So to get back on particular topic-wise, we're actually supposed to have another host with us as well. Unfortunately, he had to leave at the last second as well, which there's nothing wrong with him. It was an unfortunate situation and technical communications. But his particular topic that we had for him, we're going to actually speak on ourselves. So, Mike, for the phenomenon, what is Pokemon? The full phenomenon of Pokemon. Do you believe that the upcoming game, like Pokemon Go, do you believe this has the potential to enter a realm that we've never been in before, which actually can pull from last week's episode of The Future of Gaming? Do you believe that this is actually a very good idea for Nintendo to really harp on this product for, let's just say, 10 years? Or do you believe this is something should be like some other games, you know, a game to come out and then be like, okay, we're waiting on the second one to see how that's going to be?
Honestly, yes, because I literally just stated this statement before the broadcast that Nintendo actually, with the Nintendo 3DS and how we got into virtual reality with the games and how we got onto Pokemon Go in the last broadcast, like, if Nintendo actually really dived into it, the 3DS has a camera on the top of the game console. And if you look at it, you can use this game console like how we're going to be able to use it on the phone, going out there, being able to find Pokemon around the world. The whole thing is, with Nintendo, Nintendo requires a Wi-Fi connection. With our phones run off the mobile data plan. So, yes, it's going to cost more when it comes to keeping your Nintendo onto a permanent connection plan or mobile data plan or whatever you want to call it. It's going to cost more. But if Nintendo actually gets into it and pays attention to sees what Pokemon Go is about to do to our phones and how people are going to be buying the best phones possible just so they know that their battery can last long enough for them to go out, find a Charizard, battle somebody else that has a Gyarados and win. Like, if Nintendo actually gets into it and devs into it, the Pokemon industry will skyrocket. And they'll be able to make so much money off of this whole Pokemon phenomenon that's about to happen with Pokemon Go.
Okay, well, two negatives that I would like to speak to you on, of anybody else, because, of course, you know, we looked at a lot of information for Pokemon Go and a lot more actually other games as well, especially on my end. But there are some things that I do have to understand. And as we were going back and forth understanding this particular concept is for Pokemon Go is, one, you made a good point when it comes to being accessible. So if I walk outside and my Wi-Fi drop off on my phone, of course, and I keep going, can I continue playing Pokemon? And with data usage and a lot of other things, it is going to be a little bit more complicated when it comes to that. I do have to spend more on my data plan instead of just my phone. Because I can have a fully upgraded Samsung Galaxy 7 Edge, but if I don't have the data plan, I can't play the game. So I have to upgrade my data plan, let alone make sure my phone is compatible with it, whatever it might be. In that case. So do you believe that that should, instead of doing by mobile-wise, they should keep it with all their Nintendo products so somebody can just, let's say, buy a Nintendo 3DS and that will be able to do it? Or do you believe that it should also stay on the phone as well?
I mean, with when it comes to what? When it comes to Nintendo, when it comes to Pokemon Go, should Pokemon stay
on the
cell phone, or should it just go on to Nintendo? Is that what we're
saying? For pretty much me, as I was explaining, for me it would be a smarter idea for them to either create an app that's able to hook up with any Nintendo device, or have the app be able to do with iOS and Apple and Android for apps so you can download so it can be played. But the issue with that one was if you have mobile data and you don't want to, of course, use all your mobile data off of video game. So kind of the same way how a lot of people feel with Clash of Clans, where they can play it and you can be on Wi-Fi or on your data. But a lot of people feel that Clash of Clans, a lot of other games that always be online or read a particular server, it either slows with the production of it, or not production of it, it starts lagging, or it would not load up at all, and you're not able to read your data until you're on a Wi-Fi connection. So there's connectivity issues that I can see to be an issue, but I'm not more issued on that. My issue with the idea of Pokemon Go, which is still a fabulous idea, and I want to play this, and I'm going to play it, but my main issue is when you get to the idea of putting yourself in a Pokemon game, how would you do certain things? Like, let's just say, you said, if we're walking outside and I walk into the fields, all of a sudden a grass Pokemon, but that will require me walking into grassland that I don't know what might be there in real life. So let's say you live in a city. Let's just say you live in a city. So is this telling me that now I have to continue walking around until I find grass and can walk in grass, which I don't know how it would notice that, but walk in grass, or what happens if I want to get a water-type Pokemon?
Yes, swim in the sea.
Right. Now, I would like the idea, like, of course, if I'm actually in the Pokemon game, how, you know, you can walk to the edge of the water and then throw your casting iron. I would like that for your phone to, you know, you can walk to edge of water and actually act like you're fishing, but, you know, I already see people throwing their phones in the water. I already see people doing stupid things, like acting like...
That's why they made the edge, so you can just jump in and, you know, get your phone back and it still works.
Yeah, see, that's why they make the edge, but you do that with an iPhone. That's a bad... I can drop my phone in water, pick it up, and still be on the phone. But some people can't.
Yeah,
that's my biggest concern when it comes to the Pokemon Go is how are they going to incorporate? First of all, how are you going to incorporate, let's say, desert or sand for those particular type of Pokemon? How will you incorporate that, and how would the game know that in general anyway? Because it might be a different layout from Memphis to Nashville to Chattanooga to all the other places. Shouts out to all parts of Tennessee. But it might be a different layout every time.
No Mississippi. Tennessee.
I mean, I'm not living in Mississippi. I live in Tennessee. So
I'm not. Never mind.
That'll be your part right there.
Yeah. You know, Olive Branch, South Haven.
There you go. Get your shout
Jackson.
Out. Shout out. We got Gulfport, Biloxi. No. But anyway.
You know. All them other places.
So that's my biggest concern when it comes to the game. I want it to excel. But the problem is there's a lot of games that I wanted to excel, and they haven't met my excel expectations. I wanted Destiny to excel higher than what it was. It excelled. It just didn't excel to where I know it could be. Titanfall, same way. And that's what the Xbox. Some other games did excel. It just didn't excel higher than what I wanted. I wanted the Killzone to be even higher than what it was, even though it was pretty good anyway. And that's just for the consoles. PC, I can get into that as well, but I'm not going to. For that particular game, I want this game to flourish. I want this game to be a revolutionary game. I want this to be something to make you be like, wow, I can bring somebody who played Pokemon multiple years ago and somebody who's never played Pokemon together and play. So there's a lot of other questions that I have, like tag team features and a lot more things for Pokemon Go, but
again,
we probably need to do another episode just named Pokemon Go, because there's a lot of questions that I have behind there. And, of course, I know you can't give it to me with everything, but
I can't give you all the answers. I can give you my ideas, though.
Right. There are a whole lot of ideas that I want to throw into this one to say, hey, this will be a good idea. That won't be a good idea. I want to see how this is going to go, how this is going to go. I would love to do that with a developer. Shout out to all my developers that are listening to the show.
Yeah.
And if you want to get on the show, contact me. But my main focus for this one is I wanted to get higher, but there's also another issue that I have with this, and which we were talking about a little bit of it last show, and I can talk about it with this one. How can you – that's the reason why I said go to app, because if you go to app way, then you can start bringing people that are on other particular consoles and PC as well. Now, is that going to open floodgates? Yes. That's going to open the floodgates for Xbox players, for PlayStation players, and for PC players. But this will have to be a tie. Like, that's the reason why I said when we were speaking of Bear, one of my other friends, I think Pokemon should be one of the first games to really do a cross-platform with every console, because everybody, no matter what console you play, knows it. But that's going to that's going to not benefit Nintendo in the long run. It'll benefit gaming in the long run. So I don't know if Nintendo is ready to just give that up.
Yeah, that's just like going with how they made, you know, Pokemon Tekken for the Wii U. If they made Pokemon Tournament for the Wii U, if they made Pokemon Tournament for the Xbox. That's a cross-platform game. Like, they made it to where that was both two games, both, like, you were able to go against somebody that was playing on the Wii U and somebody that was playing on the Xbox, like, if they were able to go against each other. And that'd be very beneficial on the sense of cross-platform-wise. But, I mean, Pokemon has to get into that. I don't know what to say on that one. Like, it'd be something they'd have to.
So for me, this is me. Now this is my stupid idea. Unfortunately, we probably can't get to it as much. But I believe that they should do like what they did to Pokemon Red, Green, Yellow, and Blue. They should do that for Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo. Make a game that Pokemon Go, but then have a title under it for each console, so every individual console can have their own things and then cross battle. But that is going to be, unfortunately, our time for this particular game battle. So, unfortunately, it's going to be time for us to get off these chairs and, of course, do things like go to work and other things that people got to do in life, unfortunately. So,
video
games. Before I sign out, I'm going to let my co-host sign out first. Mike, go ahead and hit me with closing statements.
All right, guys, it's been great. Once again, we'll come back. We do have to make an actual show about just saying about Pokemon Go, because apparently we got a lot of ideas, a lot of statements to say about it. But my name is Tsunami, a.k.a. Disgraced with a Z. Hit me up on Xbox. Hit me up in real life, Facebook. My contact information will be in the description below.
Man, this man is still going.
I'm out.
Hey,
I'm out.
Sign off with that. That was a 3-minute sign off. Anyway, this is your host, Braden, aka XBlaze. Signing off. We have to get up on the chair. So we'll see y'all a little bit later. All right? Peace, y'all.
Peace.